Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic. I'm your host. My name is Ron Eich. You can call me Ronnie. Today is Saturday, July 11th, 2015, and I'm really excited to be doing animal readings with you today. I will be pulling cards from actually two decks. I have a Druid Oracle deck that I will be using, and also a Native American deck called Medicine Cards. So I'll be using those today. If you've never listened to my show, every Saturday I do free readings. So I already see I got lots of callers lined up. Thank you so much for calling in. I'll try to get to you as soon as I can. Tomorrow, though, I'm really excited. I'm going to have a guest speaker on my show. Sundays I typically do guest speakers. Tomorrow there's going to be a guest. Her name is the Food Alchemist, and she's a shaman. But what's great, why I really love her, and I'm happy she's on the show, is she's going to talk to us about how we can be vegetarian and how you can change what you're eating to increase your spiritual energy. She's an amazing person. She actually tailors a custom meal specific to your intuitive needs. So we're going to be talking tomorrow on the show. It's going to be at 3 p.m. Pacific. Of course, if you miss it, you can listen to it on demand. I also have a show coming up in the near future. Still planning a date, but with Doreen Virtue's son, Charles Virtue, we will be talking about the new generation of children, the indigo children, the crystal children, and how to best serve them in the educational system, which on many aspects has a lot of work to be done in that area. So again, what's going to happen today is I'm going to do a particular spread with you. There's a particular spread I use called the Moon Lodge spread, and each card represents a particular aspect of yourself, as well as an animal, like an animal guide that will help you. Now, before I do that, I want to say I was clearly guided. The angels wanted me to communicate to you that they want you to ask for help. Okay, we have free will, and the angels want what's best for us, but oftentimes, if it appears like as if you are not receiving help, it may be because you have not asked, okay? So I want you to remember that in times of need, it's important that you ask for help. In particular, Archangel Raphael, who is the healing angel, Raphael is there. He really wants you to call upon him for any type of healing issues, health problems, anything that has to do with the heart, relationships, and also opening up your intuition, okay? So before the show, I drew a card, and Raphael's message for us is to meditate. Maybe you've been feeling the guidance to meditate, okay? Meditation's a great way to connect with the divine, to increase your intuition, but also when you meditate, you slow down, your blood pressure goes down, you release stress, and you can hear your angels better. So meditation is the message from Archangel Raphael. Also, too, in terms of my show tomorrow, I don't know how many of you have been guided to stay clear of gluten, but I've been getting that message a lot from, I just turn on the radio, you know, I'll hear somebody talking about that, or I'll see it on TV. So I would like to talk about that tomorrow with the Food Alchemist, if that's something you're interested in, is these allergies that people have that may not be aware of, such as gluten and and caffeine addictions and things that we can release so we can move forward in our light. So I want to thank you all for calling in, and I'm really excited. I know I have a little shorter show. I usually do this show for about 90 minutes, but I have some plans this weekend. So I'm going to get to my calls, and the way I distinguish your call is I will say your area code, and then you will know you are on the air. And of course, if I do not get to your call, please know there's always a message for you. That's my intention, that there's blessings for everyone who listens. And you're also welcome to check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, or my website, ascensionmagic.com, and you can receive a professional reading as well if you'd like to do that. So let's get to it. So I'm really excited. The angels are telling me to go to someone calling from area code 310. I could tell you're excited, so I'm going to get to your call here. Hello,
Hello.
How are you?
How's
it going?
Good. It could be better. That's why I called
Uh-oh.
In. Yeah, I'm calling
well, I'm
from Los Angeles. Huh?
You're calling from LA?
Yeah, I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I just, about 2 weeks ago, I was suspended with pay from work, and because
Ooh.
they claimed I violated some safety issues, then HR called me on Monday, this past Monday, interviewed me, and then they didn't notify me until Thursday, but they had already made up their mind a couple of days before that they terminated my employment. And there was another guy at work that was caught red-handed by management doing the same thing they claim I did, and they gave him a year probation and brought him back. I asked them why them and why not me. They said, "Oh, we treat each case differently." So at this point, I have a two-part question. The first part is, I'm looking for another job, and I just applied for one job in person. Was the exact same company that I was working for. They make the same thing, but a different company. And then there's a plastic bags company I applied for. I'm wondering if you see either those jobs coming through or another job coming through real soon. And then the other part of the question is, I'm trying to file a lawsuit against it for wrongful termination. And I'm wondering if you see me being successful with this.
Okay. Well, let me just state off, the intention of the show is to let you know what the animals are with you. So I'm
okay.
happy to answer your question for you. No doubt
okay.
about that. But I just want to make you aware that the Oracle cards that I have out and the purpose is for animals. I really want to work with a different deck of cards. So I want to answer, I want to help you because the angels told me clearly to take your call and I want to go with what the intuition is telling me.
Okay.
I want to go with a deck of cards that I have called Life Purpose. And because that's what you're asking about. And
right.
can you give me your name?
Vince.
Vince. Okay. Vince. I used to have a friend named Vince. I haven't talked to him in a really long time, though. He lives in Virginia. okay. So I'm going to just connect with your energy. Okay. So give me just a minute.
Yeah.
No, I get the feeling that you have some intuitive abilities. I get the feeling that there's a part of you that could even do like spiritual work, or you thought about doing spiritual work. Because you've mentioned this plastic place. My question for you, even before I get to the intuitive work, is: is it bringing you joy? The job, the work that you're doing, does it satisfy your soul?
It's well, I'll tell you what it does. It pays the bills and gets me by. But
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, my real heart and goal lies in acting and writing, and I'm trying
okay.
to get a book published right now.
Awesome. That's great. That's great. So what we want to do is we want to ask Archangel Michael to be with you, and Archangel Michael is the angel of courage, and he knows your divine life purpose, and he can help you to take action steps, okay? So I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to be with you right now, and to give you strength and courage, because it's clear to me that you're in a rough period. But what he's going to do is he's going to clear away any sort of negative attachments that were directed at you, any kind of negative thoughts you may be thinking, or anything along those lines that might be stopping you from moving forward.
Okay.
So just call in your mind, think of Archangel Michael's being there. You'll see him. He's got a purple energy and a sort of light that's he's handing to you to give you strength and confidence. Now, also, I want you to think about working with Archangel Gabriel, because Archangel Gabriel is the angel of communication, and he'll help you with writing. When I went through I have a master's degree in education, and I had to write this 50-page thesis paper, and it was impossible. I was like, how am I going to get this done? But calling upon Gabriel, he gave me the motivation to do it. And even if you just write a page a day, just call upon him, and you'll sense he's there, and you'll have that motivation. So work with Archangel Gabriel as well. Okay. So now I want to get to your question. So I had to tell you that about Gabriel. So we're going to think, I mean, I'm using these life purpose cards. I'm going to draw two cards for you. One card, you said there was two possibilities. You said one was your plastic, this plastic kind of company, and the other one was similar to where you are now. So I'm going to draw one card for each, okay? So let me second here, I'm shuffling. Okay. So one more. Okay. So there's two cards. Now, this first card represents, you said there was one job that was similar to where you're at now.
They make the same product. They're our competition.
Ah. Okay. It's interesting because the card that comes up from this deck, it says justice. It says your career will bring fairness and protection to those who need your help. So that could mean a couple of things. It could mean that you'll, you know, justice in the sense that it, since it's your competitor, you know, it's balancing it out because you said they had let you go. So you'll find satisfaction in there. So that seems to be a good sign. The other card that I drew, this is for that plastics company, which is interesting, is the card came up, it came up as crystals. I'm trying to see what this card means. I'm drawn to the angels holding like a bright light. So I get the sense that, this is just my intuitive feelings, that you could do well there, but it's going to require you to focus more on, to just have a little bit more focus. Like this other job that's similar will be a little bit easier because, you know, it's similar to what you're doing. But this plastics place that you were saying, it's going to require you to really, it's going to take a little bit longer maybe for you to advance, but you'll do well. It kind of seems like you're going to do well wherever you do because you're a person that you're a very loyal person, and you know you'll do what needs to be done. You're a hard worker. I'm going to draw one more card here to give some guidance from the angels, okay? Because I want to get some more clarity on this crystals card because like crystals. Okay. But let me keep going here.
By the way, I do have a beautiful cat too. That's got a bad leg, and we don't know what to do about it.
You have a cat?
Yeah, she's a real sweet, adorable cat, but she keeps gnawing on her leg, and her leg has got no fur left on it. It's all skin and bumpy, and we've been bandaging up. We've been trying everything, and she's still finding a way to chew through it.
Okay, well, there's a couple things you can do. I'm going to send some healing energy to your cat. I'm going to ask any of my listeners to do that as well. But there's a particular angel, as we're calling by asking about the angels, Archangel Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, she's the angel of animals, and she can help with your animal friend and send healing. So you can ask Ariel to be there, and also Raphael is a healing angel. I feel like I sense this cat has like a lot of like ancient energy, like from like Egyptian or something. Is it a black cat?
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
I did. That's funny because I did have a black cat that died on Christmas Day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I rescued him off the streets when he was only like 3 weeks old. We had him for 11 years. And on Christmas Day, half his body went completely numb, and he was crying in pain. So I rushed him to the emergency animal clinic, and the doctor told me that he had a blood clot that traveled from his heart to his lower spine and rendering him paralyzed. And she said, there's no operation, there's no medication, nothing's going to help, and he's going to be that way, and he's in a lot of pain, and the best thing to do is to put him down.
Well, I think you're a very gentle soul, a very kind person, and it's clear that cats are obviously one of your animals, since we're talking about animals. So I can tell you a little bit about, you know, about the cat in just a second, but I want you to go back to your main question about the career possibilities.
Yeah,
okay?
And if I'm going to be virtuous in the lawsuit.
Okay, well, remember the card that came up, Justice? Okay,
right.
that was staying at the same kind of job. So that would tell me that yes. But I drew another card, and the card says option. So what I'm getting in general, let me just tell you what I'm sensing, is that you're always going to be guided and safe and protected no matter where you go. You have a lot of guides and angels that are working with you. So it really doesn't necessarily matter which choice you choose. I think, you know, staying in a similar job will be probably a little bit easier for you, like I was saying. But it really, like, it seems like either one would be just fine for you. But the Justice card was really speaking to me about bringing fairness and protection. And there's another angel. I know I'm giving you all these angels today, but you can go back and listen to the show. The angel I want you to call upon for the lawsuit would be Archangel Raguel, who is the angel of justice and fairness and can help you with your lawsuit. Okay? So it seems like you know, things are going to be just fine for you. But let me tell you really briefly about the cat, because I do have some other callers that are on the line here, so I want to get to them too. The energy of cat, now this is from the Druid tradition, okay? There's also the Native American tradition. But the cat is really about, like, observing quietly without judgment before you make a decision. Oh, that's perfect sense, right? Because that's exactly where you are right now, about, like, looking at the situation and then silently making a decision. Okay, so a cat can sit for hours and then finally it will just make a decision and act. So right now, that may be what's happening to you, okay? So the cat's about an awareness of the spirit world with sensuality. That's kind of what this is saying to you. You know, you seem to be really drawn to cats, and there's a lot of different traits that the cat can, think of all the different traits that a cat has. A cat, you know, is intelligent. A cat can be quick. A cat can climb and get into these different areas. You know, think of all the things, the qualities of a cat, and call upon your cat friends to be there to give you some of those qualities that you might need to go through life, because they are guiding you. And they're thankful for the work that you've been doing with them, because you're such a caring person, right?
Yes, these stray cats just keep showing up at my door. This is like, since we've been living here for I don't know how long, we've had a total of 8 cats showing up at our door, coming to us one way or another. And we either have found homes for them, like taken to no-kill shelters, or we've kept them. I remember 7 years ago we had 2 kittens showing up at our door a week before Christmas. I don't know where we came from, but we couldn't keep them because we already had 2 cats. And so I took them to no-kill shelter where they got adopted. So,
you know, well, God bless you for all the work that you're doing. They're obviously drawn to you for a reason. So just, you know, just remember that the cat's teaching you, right, to be detached. The cat's teaching you to quietly observe before you make a decision. So just remember that. My intuitive sense is that things are going to be all right. It's important that you drink lots of water. I'm hearing Raphael say dehydration, drink lots of water. You might want to take a sea salt bath, which will cleanse you and clear you of any toxic energy, because there's some toxic things from that last job you were at. There's some bad energy there. Now, Michael has cut the cords for you, but if you take a sea salt bath, it's going to absorb some of that toxic energy, and you're going to feel so much better. And that's my intuition is saying. So.
Okay.
But
thank you for
calling, Vince. I got a couple other callers I want to get to.
Okay. Thank you very much.
But I want to send you lots of love, you know, I wish you all the best with your new career and your lawsuit, and I'll be sending you prayers.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. That's interesting, huh? How the cats keep coming up to his door. That's a clear sign that the cat is one of his power animals. You might notice that you see a particular animal again and again and again. For me, I see birds a lot. And in particular, lately, I've been seeing not an actual owl, but an owl in my mind, which tells me that an owl is with me. You might even see an animal in your dreams. And that could tell you, that could be a sign that that's the animal that's with you. So let's get back to the phone lines. I'm going to take my next call. My next caller is calling from area code 917. Hi, how are you?
Oh, hi. I'm so glad you got through to me. Or I got through to
you're
you,
welcome.
I should say.
How can I help you today?
My question concerns career and what you see happening.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking of making a career change and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Do you pick up anything regarding that?
Okay. Well, I want to stay true a little bit to the theme of the show. So I'm going to, first, before I get into your question, I would like to draw a card for you from the Druid Animal Oracle that I have. And I'm going to ask the angels and the animal spirits what power animal is with you. Like, what is the animal you can call upon, okay?
Okay.
So we'll do that first. Let's do that. Okay, this is the one. So the animal that came up for you is the sow, S-O-W, which I'm really not familiar with very much. It kind of looks like a wild boar. And what it represents is generosity, nourishment, and discovery. Okay, so it's this acknowledgement of being generous and being connected to the goddess for everything, allowing you to give freely, knowing that in turn you will be sustained. So it's really speaking about abundance, allowing yourself to enjoy all that life offers. Sometimes we worry when we're in a situation about career because we worry about, you know, paying the bills, which is normal. But we have to remember that if we focus on lack, then that's we see more of that into our lives. So the card's a reminder of appreciating all the abundance that you have in your life, you know, your health, your place of living, your family, your friends. And abundance can be so many things, abundance of love, abundance of time. So it's the animal is there, the sow is there, telling you not to worry, that everything you need is given to you. Now, I'm also hearing, too, as my last caller, Archangel Ariel. Ariel works with animals, but Archangel Ariel will help you to manifest and will help you to help you with abundance. So you can call upon Ariel. You know, mentally you can think it, you can write it, you can say it out loud. But I already feel like she's helping you to manifest what it is that you desire. I also sense some mermaid energy around you, too, which tells me that you might be connected with the elemental kingdom, or you might even be a mermaid yourself. I got to say what I intuitively sense in my mind. So that's
sure.
That's what I sense on that. People who are often connected with mermaids oftentimes are constantly thirsty. Like, I got to have water. Got to have water. Their skin sometimes is flaky and dry. That can be, I'm not sure if that's what happens with you, but if that's the case, then that could be that you are connected with the mermaid kingdom. So, now let's get into your question. I kind of go wherever spirit tells me to go. It's like, say this. I'm like, okay, so I say it, right?
Your answer is far more interesting than my question. So, yeah, sure.
I study a lot of the different realms that people come from. I do this thing called realm readings, where I can tell people like what realms they come from. People come from the fairy kingdom, and people come from the angelic world, and there's dolphins and mermaids, and the mermaid energy is just really strongly with you. I just sensed it. So, and mermaids are often too very voluptuous, so that's, you know, this, so it's a good thing. So I'm going to see what they want me to work with, a deck of cards. I love working with Doreen Virtue's cards. She's awesome. She's one of my role models. She's got such gentle, sweet energy. I love her. She's got this deck of cards called the Goddess Cards, and she calls them the Girlfriend Cards because they tell you how it is. So we're going to think of your question, and you're asking, and I want to make sure I get your question worded right. So you're asking about a new career that you're thinking about doing, right?
Yes.
And how that's going to pan out?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, because I want to make sure I ask the question correctly, because I'll get otherwise I'll get a mumbled answer.
Okay.
Okay. And can you also give me your name, hon?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
This is Ellen. Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Oh, I'm happy about it.
So let's think about your career options. Okay. I'm going to ask the angels about your new career, where you're going, and how that's going to pan out. Okay. Okay. This is the card that comes out. Now I'm going to keep going until I get clarity here. The card that comes out, the goddess is Artemis. And I'm not sure if you know who Artemis is, but she's basically like Greek-Roman, you know, she's a Greek goddess, and mm-hmm. she's a sister of Apollo, who is the sun god. So she comes up in this card. It's allowing yourself to feel safe and to feel protected. Again, that's the message again. It's saying that you are safe, you are provided for, you are protected. I see an animal on the card. It looks like a deer. A deer is with compassion and love. But I'm also drawn to the fire. There's like a fire burning on the card, which tells me that there's this new direction you're thinking about is really feeling your passion, because fire is about passion and bringing up that passion inside of you. And if you can see the picture in the card, she's holding a bow and arrow. So she's a bow and arrow symbolic of focusing your intention on exactly what it is that you want, like your target, right? Mm-hmm. And not wavering, yeah. not wavering from that. Because the universe will always say yes to us. It's just, we got to get out of the way, right? So anything that you want, it will manifest. It's just sometimes we don't know if it's in our best interest, right? So yes. I'm going to get some more clarity and think about, okay, is this in your best interest? What kind of career is it that you're going into, that you're changing into?
Well, actually, I haven't decided. I was thinking of simple job change, and then I realized, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not quite sure that's going to do it. And I still haven't figured out if I want an entirely different direction. In other words, I'm still thinking it through.
Okay, well, let me tell you this, Ellen. I got some more clarity for you, and I thought about this new direction. And this card that comes up is a very powerful card. It's the goddess is Dana, and it's the High Priestess. And when this card comes up, it's a sign that you have the ability to help others through spiritual teaching, doing some type of, like, either, like, energy healing or you know, what I'm doing with the oracle cards or something along those lines where you can bring that forth. But if that's something that feels natural but you feel scared, it could be because you may have had some things happen in past lives. It could be because of upbringing, religious forces, and so on. So if that's the case, what you want to do is work, again, with Archangel Michael, who will really give you courage and confidence to move forward. I'm hearing, like, Reiki in my head. Like, is energy work something that you're interested in, like energy healing along those lines?
I've taken Reiki 1, but I'm not interested in, I guess I'm more, what can I say? I'm a very 3D person, and
okay.
I guess I was looking at more 3D careers than that.
Okay. So you want to stay focused more on not so much the spiritual. You appreciate the spirituality, but you want something more grounded is kind of what I'm hearing you say, right?
Yes, and I would like to bring the spirituality in through my work, but not do actual, you know, like caring for people, taking care of them, doing that kind of worldly way of taking care of people.
So what's stopping you from doing that?
I'm kind of doing it now, but I want to
okay.
do it in a different way.
Got it. So that's kind of, because we're pinpointing it down. So you're really asking about, you're doing, like how, like, I kind of get what you're saying. I get what you mean. So,
okay.
Let me. I'm going to clarify again here. So you're doing it in what you're doing now in a different way. Okay. So there's a card that came up for you. It says guiding children. The goddess on there is Damara, and I don't really know much about Damara, but. Damara is a Celtic goddess who means gentle and brings peace and harmony to families. She helps children to maintain their innocence, and she's happy to help you with children. So is children something that you've been thinking about doing?
Actually, no, but maybe
okay.
I should be.
Well, that's a card, because I was thinking of, the question I was thinking when I drew that card was, like, how can you take this to the next level? Like, and that's kind of what I was thinking. And that's the card that came out, was children. It could also mean, do you have children of your own?
No, I don't.
Okay. Because sometimes it means, like, you know, working and, like, taking care of your own children or maybe nieces and nephews or something along those lines. But I got to tell you, like, I'm hearing Reiki. I know that's not something that, you know, you only took Reiki 1, but I'm hearing Reiki. Like, there's just, maybe there's something more that you should look into, like maybe taking Reiki 2 or a different type of Reiki, because there's different
yeah.
forms of Reiki out there that have evolved over the years, and there's these new teachers bringing forth all these different types of, like, light energy that are just totally different than the Reiki that developed, you know, like 100 years ago. So maybe research into, you know, some different type of Reiki. And that's what I'm sensing. And you could do that. You could do Reiki, you know, when you're with clients or when you're with a person, even by distance. You don't have to have your hands physically touching somebody. You can just send them the energy through your thoughts, and that's helping in a way that's even very powerful. That maybe you're not aware of that fact. So a lot of people think, oh, you have to have your hands on somebody. You don't have to. You could do it through distance. And I think Reiki 2 teaches you more about how to do distance healing, and so on. But you know, that's something you want to think about. I think that some of these things you're feeling, like, I gotta say, like, I think there's probably some past life issues here. There's things that I feel like you sort of may have done these things before, but your ego is stopping you. You're being afraid, in a sense, because of something that may have happened to you. I don't know what, but that's kind of why you feel so like resistant to go in that direction, because there's a subconscious fear of what'll happen if you do. Like, there's something there. So I invite you to, you know, maybe ask the angels to give you more clarity in that direction as far as what's going on there. But just summing up all the cards for you, it's saying, you know, focus on abundance and know that your needs are met. You're safe and protected, right? You have the divine ability to be a spiritual teacher, and maybe think about working with children. So those are the messages that came forth for you today. And that's, I'm not really getting anything else for you. Just like the last caller too, I saw a cat come through with you. So I don't know if that means you have a cat on the other side, but a cat, like, peeked its head in for a minute. So just like the last caller, remember, he was thinking about choosing between two careers also. The cat was silently observing before making a decision, right? So looking at all the options before acting. So that's kind of what the cat is teaching you. But I want you to continue to work with Archangel Michael, okay, who will help you with your divine life purpose and will help you to get clarity on your next steps. All you have to do is ask. You just think in your mind, Archangel Michael, please help me clearly to know what action steps I should take next to move forward on my life purpose, and you will get an answer. You just have to be open to receiving it. And it could be through anything. It could be through a song on the radio. It could be overhearing a conversation, television, book, anything. Just pay attention. Be open to the signs, and the angels are guiding you.
I will. I want to thank you so much for the messages.
Oh, you're
really
welcome.
It's wonderful.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I could help you.
Thank you.
I got time for another caller here, so I'm going to wish you a wonderful weekend, okay?
You too.
Lots of love. Okay,
you
I'm
going
to get
Bye-bye.
You my next call. Bye-bye. Next caller, you're calling from 678. I'm going to get you on the air. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. What's your name, hon?
My name is Regina.
Regina. How are you?
Yes. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. What can I do for you, Regina?
I have a question. I received a opportunity to do makeup for the two ladies that was in the entertainment business, but more behind the scenes, nothing in the cameras or whatever. And I just want to see if something will flourish from there, like referrals, or do you see me getting referrals from the name, from the website that my name was on? Because that's how they found me.
So you're saying that you have the ability to be like a stand-in for somebody? Is that what you said? You said something about makeup for two ladies. What does that mean?
I did a makeup just for like a special occasion. And so
like
I freelance.
Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I didn't know what you meant by makeup. Now I got you. Okay.
Okay. That's okay.
Got it. Okay. So your question is, I want to make sure I pulled your question. So what exactly is the question you're asking?
My question is, will I receive more referrals from the two ladies that I did makeup on? Since they found my name on this website for local makeup artists in the area, will I receive referrals from there?
Okay. So since we're calling the show is about animals today, I want to first draw a animal card for you. Okay.
Okay.
Just give you some general guidance as to what animal is with you, and it can help you. Because you can call upon this animal, you can just think of the animal spirit, and it will help you to get some guidance.
Okay.
So let me just do that. Give me one moment. So there's an animal that comes out for you, and the animal that came out was the badger. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what the badger is here. One second. Okay, so the badger is like an aggressive animal. So it doesn't mean you're aggressive. It's just that the badger is the medicine of power, okay? And connecting down to the ground and the earth. So the badger came up because maybe sometimes you're quick to express your feelings and maybe not thinking about what you say before you do it. You're like quick to act is what the badger says. But badger's also an aggressive healer who can be courageous in helping people to heal. So badgers make great healers, okay, because they don't give up, because they're very, very confident and very like aggressive and will push towards the end. So maybe it could be that you haven't been aggressive enough in pushing towards what you want. Maybe that's why the badger is there. But it could also mean maybe you've been too aggressive. So it's just about aggression in some way. So think about in your life where the balance is, right? And where you need to be pushing more forward and where you might need to step back a little bit. I don't feel like you're an aggressive person. I feel like you're very gentle. In fact, I think sometimes people are more aggressive towards you. That's kind of what my intuition says.
Right.
That's what I feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes maybe you need to be the more aggressive one sometimes and have those healthy boundaries and say, nope, enough's enough.
Right.
I can't take this anymore. You know, and speak up for yourself and be confident in who you are. I get the sense that you're a very good makeup artist. Like, you're really passionate about it, and it brings you so much joy, and you're really good with that. So I want to acknowledge that. So kudos to you for following your passion. Because not a lot of people can do that and say, you know what, I want to be a makeup artist. And just, you know, because the society is like, well, you know, you can't do that. And you're not listening to that. You're listening to your higher self and your passion, and you bring people happiness because you make them feel beautiful. And that brings beauty to you. So I love that. It makes my heart sing. So I'm going to get to your question. I want to work now with Archangel Michael. I have Archangel Michael cards because Michael is the angel for life purpose. We've been talking about Michael a lot. And I'm going to do two cards. I'm going to go two directions. One direction is going to be the website referral. That's what you were asking about. So let me draw some cards from that website. Cards for that. And then the other direction is going to be about the referrals from those two ladies. Like, is that kind of what you're asking? So.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another card with a message for you. So first off, this is what Archangel Michael wants to tell you. Keep your eyes on your targeted intention. And just like the last caller, there is a bow and arrow that seems to be a symbol of today. And that symbolizes you thinking about and focusing on only what you want to happen, right? If you if you expect the best, you will get the best. So that's Archangel Michael's message to you, is to open yourself up to receiving and to keep focused on what you want. Now, let's go look at the website. And the website, there's two cards that come up. One card says, explore your options. The other card says, energy healing work, which is interesting. So I'm just going to look at all the cards together. The other side is the referrals with the two ladies. Okay. And that says a favorable outcome and paying attention to your dreams. So I got to say, I'm going more towards the two ladies than I am the website. That's what
okay.
the cards are saying. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
mean that you won't get any referrals from the website. You know, you
right.
can still have that website going, but
right.
the explore your options thing, how are you doing it on the website? What is it, a particular website you're using?
Actually, I it's just for like local makeup artists, and like if you are known, like if you into makeup or if you're a certified makeup artist, you can get your name on here, and then that just spreads the word that you're on this website. And people tend to come to this website regularly. So, but
okay,
it's a lot of
good.
Names on there. So for them to even, especially this one, to even pick my name and actually conversate with her, it was like I was the only one that really reached out to her at the
Here's
end.
Something that I think you might want to think about. Do you have your own website now?
I have a Facebook, and
okay,
I'm
Facebook.
Working on my, yes. I have a Facebook,
okay,
and I'm working
so
on my
I think
Instagram.
That's what this Explore Your Options is saying, that website
okay.
is a good, but there's some other web things
mm-hmm.
that can be better. Like create your
okay.
Facebook page and then boost it. Like you can boost the posts or you can promote your page, and you could do it like it costs you like $5 a day. I've done it on my page, and it really
okay.
has drawn a lot of people to my page. That will
mm-hmm.
really get your name out there, because what's cool about it is that you can type in there interest. You can say this post will go to people who like makeup, or this post will go to people who live
oh,
in this town,
okay.
or this post
Ooh.
Will go to, so they look for people who have those interests and
okay.
and only targets them. So think about that. I think that'll really help
Uh-oh.
You to boost you. That's
okay.
what Explore Your Options represents. But in terms of your question, you know, the two ladies thing, it says a favorable outcome. So I think that there's something there that's going to be positive for you. But it also says pay attention to your dreams. And that could mean,
mm-hmm.
like, actual dreams you've been getting. It could also mean, like, when you daydream, when you kind of just stare off into space and you get these insights, that's when
okay.
it seems to me like you act the best. Because when you're, like, you know, it could
okay.
be like you're driving in the car and your mind's
mm-hmm.
blank. That's when the angels pop into your head and you just get these random thoughts.
Right.
That's when you should act. So you're being guided to pay attention to those insights.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
yeah, it seems like that's going to be, to answer your question, the two ladies seems to be, you know, the better option of the two. But think
okay.
about making the web in a different way, like explore different options that you can do that'll really help you. And I'm getting the sense that you need to have more confidence and just believe and just see yourself succeeding and know that the right people are going to come to you and tell yourself that. Tell yourself that mm-hmm. clients are always drawn to me. I always have business. Like, people always love my work. Just keep doing those positive affirmations, and you're going to find more
okay.
of that will come to you.
Right. Okay. I definitely can do that.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay, you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, I think I'm a little bit out of time here. I know we were designed to do animal readings today. Got a little bit to the animals. It seemed like cats came through a lot. If you're paying attention, you see a lot of cats came through. If you would like me to draw an animal card for you, I can still do that. If you want to go on my Facebook, facebook.com, Ascension Magic, if I didn't get to your call, I'd be happy to draw an animal or two for you and give you some more.
Mm-hmm.
Remind you about my website, ascensionmagic.com. You can get a professional reading there. Tomorrow on the show, I'm going to have my special guest, the food alchemist, who will be talking to us about how to be vegetarian, how to be healthy eating, and how to just be more grounded in your body with healthy ways of being and eating. So it's going to be a great show tomorrow. I'm so excited, and I'm thankful to all of you who have called in. And even if I didn't get to your call, please know that all is well, and I send you so much love, okay? And it's always with you.